You are listening to the Heart of Tradition podcast. Hello, everyone. Another short podcast on plastics and why they are so dangerous. Plastic containers, they are not innocent, and they do create a lot of harm because we can't get outside of this basic threshold of exposure. And so because we stay within this threshold of exposure and we can't get into the do no harm part with plastics in our environment, we can't see the benefits of not having them and feel how quickly we start to be able to lose weight in a different way and be able to maintain things in a different way. And the body starts to cooperate better, and even cognitive skills. I mean, they did tests on monkeys with that, and they found that they were, as soon as they removed them from the system, the monkeys went straight back to being able to put the pegs in the right shaped holes, and everything went back. And so there is kind of a quick recovery here, but we have to clean the environment and learn about it. So magnesium is going to be the worst thing that you want to buy in a plastic bottle, transdermal magnesium especially, because, I mean, that's the only one that would probably be sold in a bottle anyway, because it's liquid, right? But the transdermal magnesium, topical magnesium, is the worst thing because it's the master molecule. And that molecule, as far as minerals are concerned, and even in the body, it's the number one deficiency that we have because of soil erosion and industrialization and everything else. So this this molecule is so important in the body that if you ever study different plants in medicine, you'll see that the plants have what they call a tropism. So that means they aim their energy towards a certain organ. And so that's why certain plants work for certain organs and et cetera throughout history. And that's because there's something that's in the plant that's specific in a certain resonance with the organ. And so the organ is able to pick that up or use that, and other organs skip over that or whatever that is. So there's kind of like a perfect delivery system due to the tropism of the metabolites and the chemical or whatever it is that's in the active principles of the plant or whatever, or the mineral or whatever. So actually, I don't know if minerals work in the same facet. I don't know if they work in the same facet as far as, you know, the tropism specific to one organ. That's what I mean. But they do work in the same facet as far as delivery systems. Because they do deliver, you know, magnesium is the cell membrane transport mineral. It helps to bring that transport across the membrane into the cells. And that's actually how cells don't die off, because of calcium apoptosis and things, because the magnesium is pushed into there to bring to keep the cell from rigidifying through the calcification and everything else. And that allows for the right flow of ions, the ion exchange. So the magnesium is not, it's needed to bring things into the cells. And so that it's kind of like, it's not a key, you know, like insulin or whatever it is, but it brings things across that membrane. And so when you have something attached to that molecule, which cannot be removed in that sense, like solvents and things which have been, or chemicals, microplastics, anything that attaches to that molecule, when it's in the container, when it's exposed to light and air and oxygen and all those things throughout its whole pathway to get to you, and then even while you're consuming it as it's sitting on the shelf and degrading even more the plastic into itself, like all of those things are creating a molecule that becomes saturated with those microplastics. So why is that so important with magnesium if there's stuff everywhere that has plastics, you know? Like, you find it in everything. I mean, I don't know if I consider raw milk or milk plastics as in the same category. The only reason is because you buy the product cold. It's never room temperature. It's never even heated. And then it's only in that container for 2 or 3 days. That's totally different than you know, a fatty acid chemical type of liquid or something that's stored in something for a year, and then you buy it on the shelf, and like that's a totally different animal. So it's all about like reducing exposure and being smart, you know. The base products that we need for life, like eggs, bread, milk, a few of these things, these can be done in the right way. And then the rest, we can also find a way to do it. So that how the magnesium, because it brings it, because it's attached to it now, because it's been absorbed by it, it goes into the body and delivers that everywhere. That's the danger, is the delivery system. It delivers it like the tropism with the plants, but this is ubiquitous. It delivers it into all cells, you see? And so all the cells can absorb this into them. And so the cells have, you know, barriers and things like that to try to stop that, but these things come in there. And so then the cell has to clean itself out and get things and heat and metabolite, and it has to heat things to get them out and push them out, just like you would have to sweat them out, which is what a lot of studies show. That's one of the ways to get rid of them. But so, or, you know, I don't know, maybe boiling water pushes out some of those metabolites, you know, but so getting that to, you know, ruining that essential molecule is, I find, ridiculous, because it's the most intricate and internal molecule that you're going to find as far as membrane transport and minerals. And it's going to bring that down in there. And so you don't want to have these plastics attached to it, because there's too many processes that it's involved in. It's almost like, it's hard to explain. Maybe I should get a good metaphor, but it's like having a whole machine that all comes down to this center, you know, nexus, and then just pouring like Gatorade or some sticky, just pouring that right into the nexus. And it's just kind of like not the right way to do it, because the whole machine is going to break down now, you know? And so that's kind of like how I see it with the magnesium. It's like, it's the nexus. It's going to get into all things. So you want that to be clean. And then that's also going to, not only will it be clean, but it'll also not reprogram the cells and reprogram the endocrine system through the blood to say, okay, there's plastics in the blood at X threshold, so therefore I must produce estrogen, and then I must send that, or I don't produce estrogen, so there's more fake estrogen in my body because I'm sensing there's too much or whatever. So you start throwing off that whole system, and that's all happening because the magnesium is coming in attached. And not just magnesium, but everything else in the environment. But the magnesium is a core molecule, so you want to always buy it in glass, no matter what. And you want to get the best quality possible. Zechstein inside. Don't worry about the word Zechstein, because they can fake that one and they can cheat on that one. But if it has the Zechstein inside logo, it's coming from the real source in Holland. There's only one source in Holland. There's a lot of fake sources out there from Asia that market themselves as Zechstein, but this is different. So get the right logo. Make sure it's full strength too, because some people could even use the logo and then not give you full strength. If they have some sort of anti-tingling or anti... You know, I guess they'd say tingling probably in English, but marketing about, you know, it doesn't sting or it doesn't, then that's not it. You want the one that stings the most, and you just want to use it right, dilute it if you have to, until it starts working its way down. And then it starts to sting way, way less and become almost not inert, but it doesn't seem to sting anymore. And that's what you want. Most 90% of people, it doesn't sting anyway. But I'm just saying, you don't want to denature that part of it. Because you're trying to please the consumer. You want to get the consumer educated around the right version of things and then let him dilute and do those things. But I guess they save money on that and they don't tell you. So keep it smart. It's only $3 a week. Come check us out at theheartoftradition.com.